This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
I've got Dawn Walker in the studio. Hi.
Hi.
Haven't seen you in a week or so.
I know. It's been a minute.
You're with Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Kristen has sent you. You're the A-team. You're coming
yes,
in.
Yes, I am. Yep. She's a busy lady.
She's busy, and you are. Tell me what your role is with Fairhope.
So I am the marketing manager. Mm-hmm. I assist our community educators in the counties that we serve. I do, like, today I'll help Laura with some events we have at the facilities, but I also do a lot of the data collection, where mm-hmm. our referrals are coming from, just different aspects of internal functioning mm-hmm. of the marketing team.
A great team. Laura Arnold,
yes.
of course. And then your community educators. I know Laura Kennedy.
Laura Arnold. And then on the back end, we have Alyssa Barnicott. She's our graphic designer, but she is part of our marketing team. She's the core.
She needs to change her first name to Laura so that they all match.
Now I'm saying, well, my Laura's.
Yes.
The Laura's.
Yes, but a great team.
Yes.
And then Jenny Arter.
Yes.
What does Jenny Arter do?
Jenny Arter is our new development manager. So mm-hmm. what she does, she focuses on our fundraising, any grants that might be available to us. She really is a huge, she sells Fairhope as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then of course we met Seth a few weeks ago
as
well.
He's our new vice president. He is wonderful. A great addition.
Mm-hmm. So you've got the team.
We have a great team.
You've got the dream team.
We do.
You do. Big event last week, and mm-hmm. that was the Tree of Remembrance. And
yes.
I know that was that's a cool thing this time
yes.
of year.
And we haven't had the Tree of Remembrance in person since 2019.
I know. See, for 2021 and 22, I'd set up a video
yes.
camera, and we'd watch the tree spin
the tree
on Facebook
spin
Live.
Around and yeah. around. Yes. So this year was the first time in person since 2019. So it was really special. It was the 27th mm-hmm. year.
Are people coming in to see the tree? Are they allowed to do that?
Yes, they okay. can. They can come into the lobby, see the tree anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really special. I think we had 20 to 25 people show up
yes.
just for the special event. It was very personal, very peaceful. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful.
It's always a great kind of start to
yes.
the holidays. And I know when we did it on video that Kristen would make a presentation mm-hmm. and there'd be it very reverent. You'd have a prayer and you
yes,
know, everything.
Yeah, so we had one. Sue mm-hmm. Doovy, one of our chaplains, she did a really nice invocation mm-hmm. and just a really nice presentation along with Kristen and Jenny.
Fantastic. And that tree is up through the end of the year?
End of the year, yep.
Mm-hmm. And can you still buy an ornament for it?
Yes, you can go online at fairhopehospice.org and purchase an ornament if you're interested in that. We have three different options.
Mm-hmm.
They're $15, and that would be engraved with your loved one's name.
So it goes on that tree
mm-hmm.
this year, and
mm-hmm.
then it'll go to the person for
yes,
their tree.
Yes, or you can have it directly shipped to you.
Great.
Yes.
Dawn Walker from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. It's our Thursday get-together, and before we do anything, I got to give contact information. So it's fairhopehospice.org, 740-654-7077, or if it's still long distance, 800-994-7077. There are places that...
I know, some places.
It's like, you ask a kid these days...
What's
long distance? What's a landline? And then also Facebook. You can
yes.
go to Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House.
Yes.
Dawn, we're wrapping up the year. It's the holiday season. So are you ready for Christmas?
Yes, I am. I'm always ready for Christmas. I love this time of year, but it goes by way too fast.
We need a little Christmas, not
yes.
to quote the
yes.
thing, but we do. Okay, so you guys have been like, when you talk about marketing, your boots on the ground at all the various places around
yes.
our area. Let's talk about what you're doing this time
yes.
of year.
So yesterday we were at the senior center here in town, mm-hmm. Olive Dale, and we did a hot chocolate bar for all the people that come in and play cards at 1:30 and... we've been going around to the nursing homes and assisted livings, doing gingerbread house making, cookie decorating, mm-hmm. Santa visits with mm-hmm. one of our gracious volunteers, Curtis Cruzy.
By the way, when you say hot chocolate bar,
yes.
now is there anything besides cocoa
no,
in there?
No, just hot cocoa, maybe some marshmallows, whipped cream, candy canes.
I could picture some rum or something
I know,
in there.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Well, whatever they do after we give it to them is their prerogative.
What's that chocolate, that chocolate?
Kahlua.
The Kahlua. Yeah, I was going to say a hot Kahlua bar.
Hot Kahlua, that would
be. Okay, but none of that. We don't want the seniors
No, we don't want the staff
tipsy.
Or the seniors.
We don't want anybody getting tipsy, you know, for that during at least during the day. So it's having the staff to go out and just be part of the community.
Yeah,
is
and
pretty
to
cool.
to be with the residents. I was at a facility in Pickerington yesterday with Santa, and it was really special to see the interaction with the residents and the happiness on their faces, just to have people come in from the outside and for them to be able to socialize and be together and really get in the spirit.
While you're in the giving mode and you're obviously out doing things in the community, we need to remember that you also need contributions. You need donations, because what you're doing is making sure everybody...
entire community. We want everybody to be taken care of.
Right.
You know, no one will go without care, regardless of their ability to pay ever with Fair Hope. And that comes down to our memorial fund, and that's what pays for that.
So perfect time if you're looking at your end of year giving.
Yes.
And a lot of people, this is the time they look at that and write those checks.
Yes.
So it's FAIRHOPE,
yes.
Hospice and Palliative Care.
Yes, and that's 282 Sells Road,
right,
Lancaster.
Right, the home of the Pickering
home
House.
Home of the Pickering House.
And somebody, you know, we were talking about the Anita M. Turner Center and, you know, the fact that we've had that now for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, what's the Anita M. Turner Center? And I say, oh, besides the Pickering House and beside the Pickering House,
yes,
you have the AMT, the Anita M. Turner Center, which is all about grief.
And our grief support.
Yeah.
We have two great grief support coordinators. Tracy Miller.
How is Tracy these days? I haven't seen her in a while.
Tracy is wonderful. Mm-hmm. She is everywhere. She's in all our local schools. Mm-hmm. She spends a lot of time in Logan. She does a lot of grief support groups. And Rory, they are just wonderful.
And Rory Bay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And speaking of grief support groups, we have those starting in 2024. We have our new schedule for those at the Anita M. Turner Center online.
Now, we talked about this before going on the air. Now, you have an only child. You were an only child. My daughter was an only child. And so it's a little different when you have just one.
It
you
got to
watch, you know, over gifting.
Yes, you
right?
do. Absolutely.
So, yeah. And the price of the gifts just keeps going up as they get older, too.
Yes, I think we're pretty lucky at 3 years old right now, but
yes,
we'll see.
Yes, because do you still do the Santa thing?
Yes,
with him,
so
right?
it's all about Santa.
It's all
right
about
now.
Santa.
Elf on the Shelf, Larry the Elf. It's all about that.
Larry the Elf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they had names.
You name them.
Oh, okay. I'll see.
Larry.
That whole thing creeps me out.
Yeah, I'm not into it, but we're trying.
Anyway, 2024, the other thing is Christmas is just 4 days away, but we're just 11 days to the start of the new year.
Yes.
And that means Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, your 2024 calendar, your dance card's filling up pretty fast, isn't it?
It is. We have some special things going on. First of all, we'll have a ribbon cutting on January 11th, 2024 for our 40-year.
Oh, my goodness. So the chamber is going to come out with the red ribbon?
Yes, they are at the Pickering House.
Okay.
That'll be at 4 o'clock on January 11th.
So
that's pretty special, 40 years here in the community.
That is, that's it. I know that, you know, 1984 was the official. Now, we say 82 was kind of the de facto start, right?
Yes, so that was. And 84 was when Medicare began reimbursing for hospice services.
Gotcha.
So our Medicare certification kind of designates that 40-year anniversary.
Yeah, wow. So January 11th.
Yes.
At what time?
4 o'clock.
So everybody's invited.
Everybody's invited.
And that's going to be at the Pickering House?
Yes. And we'll have a Facebook event on there. And the chamber will be blasting that out as they do.
Yep. Okay. And then what else do you have going on?
We have our Celebrate Life event to celebrate our 40 years, our biggest fundraiser of the year. That will be Thursday, March 21st.
So it's moved up a little bit from last year.
Yes. We tried
Wait a minute. That's the first day of spring.
Yes.
I think it's right around there.
It is.
So we're going to celebrate spring and celebrate life.
And celebrate life from 5:30 to 8:30 at the mill.
At the mill. Okay, so you're moving it back to the mill.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, so that'll be great. And then we also have our 2024 grief support for adult, teens, children, and families. We have a new schedule for that.
Mm-hmm.
That is on Fridays, not every Friday. So get online at fairhopehospice.org and check those dates out. And you can also register online for those the grief care coordinator sessions.
The one thing over the last 3 years that I can say has been just a shining beacon with all the COVID and all the is the grief support that I'm so glad we have that in our community.
And we still have the options, you know, it can be in person, we can do FaceTime, Microsoft Teams, whatever the client, the whoever is, whatever they are the most
whatever they're comfortable with.
Yes.
But don't underestimate that in
and
person.
And the groups have been such a, so well attended. And it's just such a special thing. And Rory Bay leads those groups.
Love Rory.
Yes.
Yeah, Rory and
Tracy.
Yes, I know it's Tracy. I was getting there.
Yes, they're wonderful.
All right. Well, have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Mark.
And we'll see you. I think we'll see one of you next week, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll be here.
Well, you're always welcome, Dawn.
Thank you.
When Kristen
I love being here.
Can't make it in person, she sends the A-team.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Thanks.